Good morning, everyone. Today is January 2nd, 2024. It is 10:04 a.m. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to item number three, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for January 2nd, 2024. County Manager Osborne, are there any modifications to today's agenda?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's agenda, sir?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment regarding the items on today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number four is discussion for possible action. Election of the chairman of the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year in compliance with NRS 244.070. And County Code 2.04.008. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I would recommend that we nominate Commissioner Jay Carmona as our new chairman for the Story County Board of Commissioners.
All right, thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments at this time before I go to the public?
No, but if that's a motion, I'll second it.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that greatly. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, so it appears we have a motion on the floor. There is a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. I do want to thank my fellow commissioners for allowing me the opportunity to be chairman again this year. Truly appreciate it, and the vote of confidence is, again, greatly appreciated. On to item number four. This is discussion for possible action. Election of the vice chairman of the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year in compliance with NRS 244.070 and County Code 2.04.008. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments today, sir?
I offer a motion to elect Commissioner Clay Mitchell as our vice chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the coming year.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
I don't have any questions or comments.
All right, thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. There's a motion on the floor. I'll second that motion gladly. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
And Chairman, that's agenda number five, correct?
It is on mine.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving right along to public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be taken at the end of each agendized item, and those comments should be limited to the agendized item. With that said, is there any public comment today? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you're dialing in, I believe it's *9 to raise your hand. And the chat feature is also available. All right, not seeing any public comment. We're going to move right along to item number seven. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the October 3rd, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, you look good to me, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the minutes for the October 3rd meeting? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our October 3rd, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number eight, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the October 17th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment regarding those set of minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our October 17th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 9, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the minutes from the November 7th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments regarding those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
How about the public? Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our November 7th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the November 21, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about those minutes?
No comments, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
How about the public? Any public comment on those minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our November 21st, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 11 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
The only thing I wanted to note was I believe that we had Honey Coughlin listed as Honey Menifee, and I just wanted to note that we could correct that on the list for the appointments.
Noted. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You guys have that? All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda with the one noted correction.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 12. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And as we always do, we're going to kick things off at the Sheriff's Office.
Morning. Happy New Year.
Morning.
Sheriff Cullen for the record. Let's see. I had a bunch of stuff I was going to talk about today regarding last year, but I'm going to stick to one topic of traffic and some statistics for everybody, and then I'll answer any questions you guys might have at the end. In 2022, Story County had 4 fatal traffic crashes. In 2023, we had 1. The one we had in 2023 was March 31st, where we had 2 folks pass away from an accident on Electric Avenue. We focused a lot this year on traffic and traffic enforcement and traffic education of the motoring public by getting involved in Joining Forces grant and getting more officers out there making contact with folks. I've got a bunch of numbers here, but I'll just give you some quick numbers really quick. In 2022, Story County issued 749 citations. In 2023, we issued 1,560, almost doubling that. Moving violations, 1,404, which was an increase of 747 over the previous year. And also an interesting number is we issued 119 parking tickets, which was the 104 increase of 104 over the year prior. However, our warnings were up by 2,315. So we made more traffic stops and we actually gave more warnings. And with these numbers, I think we were able to get the folks to realize that traffic was pretty important and it's time to slow down and stop the fatal crashes. There was also more major injury and injury accidents in 2022 than 2023. We only had a few in the last year. I think by joining with the joining forces with the rest of the state, getting involved with other agencies and other jurisdictions and coordinating our efforts and having our events such as the child safety seat and seatbelt events, we have been able to make a positive impact on traffic and traffic crashes and violations with the public. And I just wanted to mention those stats from last year. There's a bunch of other things we've been working on throughout the year with the sheriff's office, facilities, equipment, morale and staff and things like that. But I'm available to answer any questions if you want to have some.
Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the sheriff at this time?
I'm just celebrating 23 and the all of the decisions and the administration of our sheriff's department to enjoy those kinds of stats and safety within our Story County community are just absolutely excellent. And it's a credit to our sheriff's department. And I thank you for that report. Very uplifting.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Yeah, no questions. Thank you for the report.
Yeah, much appreciate the report. Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, great. Thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Up next, we have the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple quick updates. We will be carrying on our Christmas tree collection and recycling up to January 11th. So if anyone has trees to drop off, you can drop them off at any of the fire station. We do chip them and leave those chips available free to the public out at Station 72 in the Highlands. As well, as far as other fuels reduction, we're going to be lighting the pit this week, hopefully, weather permitting here in Virginia City. We look for a couple elements, just enough wind to feed the fire for good consumption, but also good ventilation so it doesn't pack the town full of smoke. So we're just waiting on those conditions. Burning is right now. Fuel moistures are up. So we want to try to make sure we get that pile reduced before next year. And the last update we have is we just started an expansion upon our fiscal health and I guess it's our annual fit for duty program here, where we're now encompassing a full body ultrasound that looks for cancers. This is extremely important to our staff. Because one stat that I want to kind of lay out there for you is that in 2017, the Miami-Dade Fire Department, 32% of their entire staff had been diagnosed or were undergoing cancer treatments. So it just shows you where the fire service is such an elevated risk of these types of cancers. We want to make sure we get early detection for our staff. So we budgeted for this and we just started kicking it off and our staff will start this week. And if you've got any questions, I'll answer them if you have.
Thank you for that update, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thanks for the update.
Thank you again. Moving right along to Public Works, Director Wurzbicki. All right, fair enough. Operations and Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern. All right, thank you. How about our Business Development Director, Laura Mather? About props?
I'm show and tell.
All right.
Remember that from school. Good morning. Laura Mather for the record. First of all, I would like to thank Roy Menefee and Jacob Martineau from Public Works for the amazing job they have done cleaning up in front of the cottage. It went from looking like an abandoned property to really looking nice, clean. They did a lot of backbreaking work to get that all cleaned up and straightened out, added retaining wall, added railroad ties for reinforcement. And it just looks so much better. You can actually see that there's a cottage there. So I wanted to publicly thank them. And I'm really looking forward to spring when the plants that they're going to plant come up and it's going to look just wonderful. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about is we have been working with our public relations firm for several months now. One of the things that we have made progress on is creating a tagline for the county. We also talked about whether or not to create an additional logo. So we never, you know, wanted to stop using the county seal. That's obviously very important to the county and part of our history. So we looked at a lot of different possible, you know, kind of corporate seals, all that kind of stuff, that both for-profit businesses and other counties are using. But we decided against that. That would be myself, Honey Coplin, County Manager Osborne, and Commissioner Carmona. We just felt that our seal, again, was such a part of our history. It really represented the county, so we are going to keep that. We now have a tagline, which is Bold Ideas That Build Nevada. So this is the county's tagline. We wanted something that didn't just focus on Story County. We wanted it to focus on what we are doing for the region and the state. And so Bold Ideas That Build Nevada, I think, just really represents what Story County is doing for the state of Nevada. And that is the end of my report.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Laura?
No, I like the sign, Laura. I like the statement very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Good, thank you.
All right. I don't have any comments, but I know how much work you put into this, so thank you very much. I think we landed on something pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Thank you. All right. Moving along to the VCTC. Did I see Todd in here today? I saw him actually working on one of the signs in front of town, so he might still be tied up. We're going to move right along to the comptroller's office. Comptroller McCain?
No?
All right. I don't see it. Sensor sitting on there. How about the recorder's office? I see you back there.
Thanks for reporting.
All right. Thanks, Drew. IT department, James Dean. Brandon there? Okay. How about the community development director, Pete Renault?
Good morning, commissioners. Happy New Year. Nothing new to report at this time.
All right. Thank you, Pete. How about the senior center, Stacy York? All right. I know the DA's here. How about the DA's office? Anything today?
No, I could talk a little bit more about the traffic, which is really important, as the sheriff pointed out that the tickets have doubled. As you all probably know, that last year the citations changed from all traffic violations being misdemeanors, and now many of them are infractions. What my office is doing at this time is the two, at least as far as road violations go, are reckless driving and 31 miles and over. And we take all of those in, so we still prosecute all the cases if that comes in, if the sheriff's office or NHP, because I think NHP has added, sheriff, hasn't the NHP added a lot also to this number that you're talking about? Or is this just your numbers? Okay, so then along with NHP, I believe the numbers at the end of the year are closer to 2,200 infractions that have been issued. So I think that it is helping a lot. And then again, the more serious cases are still the misdemeanors, and they're taken into the Justice Court for prosecution at this time. That's all I have to add.
Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for DA Langer?
No comments. Thank you.
Chairman?
Good. Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Comptroller McCain, did you have anything for us today?
Not at this time. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. How about the county manager's office?
I don't have anything. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's a great way to start out the year. How about the clerk treasurer's office?
Thank you, Commissioner Jim Hindle, clerk treasurer for Story County. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year. Just wanted to pass on a message from the Secretary of State's office for all elected officials and appointed officers of the county. Our CNEs, contribution expenses reports are due this month. They are due by the 16th, as well as for elected officials and public county officers that the financial disclosure statements are due. If there are questions on that, people can see me and I'll help them get to the right points in the Secretary of State's office if assistance is needed.
Thank you. Before you leave, when did you say those?
The CNEs and financial disclosures, CNEs most specifically, are due by the 16th of January.
Okay.
By 5 p.m. Okay. The financial disclosure, I was looking for their note here. I don't see that specifically, but it is due this month. So two of those should go together.
Okay. Thank you for that.
But I can get more on that. But
no problem.
Okay.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you.
Sherman?
I don't have any questions. I appreciate the reminder. I've received so far this morning about 20 emails saying the same thing from their office. I think they may have a glitch in their system.
Oh, you got all my emails then. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, thank you. Is there anybody else that needs to give an update today that I have not called on? Nobody wants to burn up 5 minutes before our public hearing? All right. Thank you to everybody that gave updates today. Much appreciate the information. As stated, we do have a public hearing at 10:30. And I'll just check the agenda. I don't think there's anything else we can take care of before that. So we can all just hang tight for a few minutes. Please try to keep the noise down. And we'll start the public hearing right at 10:30 sharp. right, everybody. I appreciate this incredible silence. Did very well. Almost. It is 10:30. We are going to open this public hearing. Comptrollers and handles.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain.
Morning.
Do
you want to read description or do you want me to do that?
Yes, please. You can, please.
All right. The public hearing to consider public comment on proposed lease of the portion of Piper's Opera House known as the Old Corner Bar to VC Ponderosa Saloon LLC for a monthly rental of $1,800 until December 31st, 2025 with a 2-year renewal term. With that said, Comptroller, you have the floor.
Thank you. Jennifer McCain, for the record. This is a public hearing, as stated, on the lease for the Old Corner Bar that is located within Piper's Opera House. We had a appraisal done by Tony Wren Appraisals and came out right in the middle with $1,800 a month per rent. The lease will also include utilities, a portion of, excuse me, because there's no separation between Piper's and the Corner Bar. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions that the commissioners or the public have.
Wonderful. Thank you, Comptroller. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, sir. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this? This would be your time to speak. Please come up to the podium, state your name for the record.
Joe Charmazon for the record. For the public's benefit, since it's not noted in any of the meeting minutes or notes, what is the current rent they're paying and how is that changing?
The current rent is $1,800 and it is not changing for the next 2 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Austin Osborne for the record. I just want to make it really clear on this. That the rent that is being charged is now commensurate with the appraisal that was done on the property to determine what the appropriate rent would be for the property. That appraisal did come in out, as the comptroller stated, $1,800.
Wonderful. Thank you. Is there any other public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I don't believe a motion is needed. Just close the hearing.
The motion's next.
Yeah, don't we close out the public hearing?
Yes, but it's a discussion only. Then you go to the discussion possible action 15.
All right. Then we are going to move on to item number 15, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve lease of Old Corner Bar to BC Ponderosa Saloon LLC for a monthly rental of $1,800 per month until December 31st, 2025. With a possible 2-year renewal. Again, Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proposed lease between Story County and VC Ponderosa Saloon LLC.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 16. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve the term representing precinct 3 and 6, known as Lockwood of the River District, on the Story County Planning Commission. County Manager Osborne.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes,
Gilman here. I am going to, in an abundance of caution, elect to recuse from discussions and or voting on this particular issue, as my son is in contention for the position. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. I'll go ahead and present this. On behalf of Kathy Canfield and the Human Resources Office from Planning and HR. At this point, we have a vacancy that has occurred in the River District, Precincts 3 and 6 Planning Commission District that was held by Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson has left the area or is leaving the area and has vacated and not reapplied for his position as it expired or at the time it expired. At this point, the Human Resources Office and the Planning Department have posted a vacancy notice across the county for anybody in that precinct to be able to apply and fill this vacancy. We did receive one applicant. It is Donnie Gilman. He is a resident of the River District, and the qualifications that he had put in a letter of interest include experience with small businesses, working with the county on various ordinance updates dealing with business and zoning and land use, business regulations, and he also has evident understanding of the outback of Story County through numerous off-road adventures that he has engaged in. Lastly, he has an extensive knowledge of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and the development agreement and the types of land uses that apply there. I will let you know the packets between this item and the next Planning Commission items in the agenda got a little bit kind of pulled all together. So all the applicant letters are in there. Everything is correct, but we'll just reference that as we go through each of the agenda items. But Mr. Gilman's application letter is in this in its appropriate place. And at this point, we recommend that Donnie Gilman be appointed to this Planning Commission term. I do want to thank Chris Thompson for his extensive and stellar participation and performance on the Planning Commission and looking at the interests across the entire county.
All right. Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments at this time?
I don't have any questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment?
Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I see the legendary Chris Thompson.
I just want to correct the county manager just a little bit. I have not left the area. I'm still here. I work it here 3 days a week, so I don't want people to get the wrong impression. But to the point of this agenda item, I don't think you could do better than Donnie Gilman. Donnie Gilman I think he's got Chris Thompson experience in TRI plus all the network and all the community contacts in each of the neighborhoods. He's community minded, routinely spearheading all the charitable efforts. You could not do better than Donnie Gill. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Is there any other public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Donnie Gilman to represent Precinct 3 and 6, the Lockwood and River District, on the Story County Planning Commission.
All right, there's a motion. I'm going to go ahead and second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you, Chris, for your service. Donnie, thank you for stepping up to fill that much-needed position. On to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of reappointment of Adrian Baugh to serve as planning commissioner representing Precinct 4, the Mark Twain District, on the Story County Planning Commission. County Manager.
All right. Thank you, Austin Osborne, County Manager. For the record, we have a planning commission vacancy that has occurred for Precinct 4, Mark Twain. Adrian Baugh has been filling that position for quite some time. She had announced that she wanted to retire from the planning commission for various personal reasons. And so we, with the HR department and the planning office, had done a countywide posting to recruit and put it in the newspaper and try to find a replacement. At this point, there has been no applicants in the Mark Twain area for the replacement. We did reach out to Ms. Baugh and ask her if she'd be willing to stay on the planning commission for an extended period of time until we find a replacement. She was very happy to do that. She still does want to retire from that. She's got other things that she would like to do. And so really very deeply appreciate her willingness to do that. She also has been a stellar planning commissioner, not only representing her district, but also the communities across the county. So we're recommending at this point that we reappoint Adrian Baugh to the Precinct 4 Mark Twain District.
All right, thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I would make a comment that I am disappointed for Adrian. I know that she has other things in life that she'd like to move on and do. And that kind of comes along for everybody in life. However, I am grateful that she has agreed to move on and with the position. She has done a spectacular job, loyal, committed, knowledgeable in taking care of serving the county and the Planning Commission. And I can commit to her that we will continue to watch and look for the opportunity to fill her shoes, but it won't be easy. And I'm grateful she has chosen to stay with us at this time.
Noted, Commissioner. Thank you. And I do agree. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I just, Manager Osborne, so from a procedural perspective, if and when is the idea to leave the posting open, kind of an open listing, and then at whatever point there is a suitable replacement, she could just resign and that process could go forward?
Yes, Commissioner Mitchell, Austin Osborne. Yes, that would be correct. We'll still continue to work with HR and planning and keeping that vacancy open. And when we receive applicants and interview the applicants and find a recommendation, then we'll make those arrangements.
Perfect. Thank you. I did also want to note that there was a comment on the chat. When it's time for all that.
No problem.
Hi, this is Lindy in planning.
Yes. Hi, Lindy.
We did receive a letter of interest just this morning. It was handed to me from a resident of Mark Twain, and we will be interviewing her hopefully sometime next week. But we did receive that just this morning, just before the meeting started.
Wonderful. Thank you for notifying us, Lindy. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Bless you. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes. Just a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to reappoint Adrienne Baugh to represent Precinct 4, Mark Twain District, on the Story County Planning Commission.
All right.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of the Planning Commissioner to serve a term representing the at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. We have another vacancy on the Story County Planning Commission. This is an at-large district covering the entire county. Any applicant can come from any part of the county. At this point, we have received multiple applications that the planning department and HR are interviewing to determine who may be a good fit for filling this vacancy. Because of that process is not yet complete, we ask that this item be continued so that we can continue that and continue until this is filled.
All right. Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
No comments. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment at this time?
I'll just make one, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind.
Please.
I did want to mention here, Brian Staples is the person leaving this position. He also has done a very fine job representing the entire county and his district, and we very much thank him for his service on the Planning Commission.
Noted. Thank you. Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue this item to the next Board of County Commissioners meeting.
Second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. I do want to thank everybody that has applied so far. I know the county is working hard to make those decisions as quickly as possible. On to item number 19. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the board to authorize the Story County Sheriff's Office to reallocate $6,141.10 of budgeted funds from $10,000 in capital outlay to purchase 10 patrol shotguns. Gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Hal.
Mayor, Story County Sheriff's Office for the record. We're coming to you now as we have had some issues with some older firearms that we have in our inventory. Some of our shotguns are over 15 years old and getting banged around in police cars out in the hills in the dust and water and rain and snow and everything else is worn on them. Also, we've had a lot of additional staffing come in this last year, and that's kind of put us in a situation where we need to get some more firearms out so that people aren't using their personal or just not having any shotgun at all. We had $10,000 set aside in capital outlay for a project. It has been determined that this takes priority over that. I discussed it with the comptroller, and she's on board with it. So it wouldn't be asking for any additional funds outside of the budget, just to reallocate them to purchase these shotguns.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
I do not. Thank you for the report.
All right, Vice Chairman.
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman. Would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve to authorize the Story County Sheriff's Office to reallocate $6,141.10 of budgeted funds from $10,000 in capital outlay to purchase 10 patrol shotguns.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 20. This is discussion for possible action. Approval and proclamation of January 2024 as National Radon Action Month in Story County, Nevada, by the Board of County Commissioners. Stacy.
Perfect. Stacy York for the record, filling in for Adam Wilson, emergency manager. So the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates 21,000 Americans die each year from lung cancer caused by indoor radon exposure. The great state of Nevada, known for its natural beauty and diverse landscapes, is home to a unique geological feature, an abundance of surface uranium, making it the leading state in the United States for the natural resource. Radon gas occurs naturally when uranium breaks down, silently seeping into homes of our residents, causing lung cancer. In Nevada, test results show that radon is present at elevated concentrations in about 1 in 4 tested homes. A proclamation from the leaders in Nevada cities, counties, and statewide entities will help bring awareness to residents in Nevada that radon is a health risk. Your proclamation would be in conjunction with cities and states around the country who, in partnership with the EPA, are taking the lead in observing National Radon Action Month. Nevada has 48 proclamations throughout the state last year and are working to multiply our efforts with this NRAM.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. I'll have you read it after we approve it.
I don't have the proclamation.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
All right. Do you have a copy of that document?
It's not in the packet.
So we'll just wing it. Fair enough. Is there any public comment about National Radon Month? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to proceed with approval and proclamation of January 2024 as National Radon Action Month in Story County, Nevada.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
It's National Radon Month. Get your radon tests. Thank you. Excuse me. All right, on to item number 21 is to recess to convene as a Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 22. Which is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of an extension of an agreement between the Story County Fire Protection District and NV Energy, extending the contract for fuels management from December 21, 2023 to January 31, 2024. Chief.
Hey, yes, good morning again, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. We recently approved a new contract to begin as of January. Unfortunately, that contract has not been fully executed by NV Energy. They're requesting a little more time because they are doing this as a collaborative effort with multiple fire districts. So we did have our stuff in on time and submitted. However, they're still waiting for everyone to get their contracts in. This extension will just ensure that we are covered until the end of January to give them a little bit of time to get all those contracts out to everyone. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to sign an extension to the agreement with NV Energy for fuels management to January 31st, 2024.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again,
Thank
Chief.
Thank you, Commissioners.
On to item number 23 is to recess to convene as a Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action, election of the secretary to the board of the Story County Highway Commissioners for the term of 1 year. County Manager, are you going to field this?
This is
Highway.
Jason? Nope.
Oh, I got it.
Yep.
Just give me a moment, please.
It's all right.
All right. This is an item where this board is just going to choose a secretary to the Board of Highway Commissioners. I'll let you make your decision.
No staff recommendations?
At this point, well, recommendation is what you think is best on this board.
Fair enough. Highway Commissioner Gilman, questions, comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you, sir.
Highway Commissioner Mitchell.
So I think that officially or technically I've been serving in that role in the past, even though the job description is fairly onerous, our wonderful staff has made the burden very light on me.
Yes.
So I'm happy to continue in that role if it is the pleasure of the board, or would be just as happy if there was someone better that would like to take that position.
Not in. So it'll be you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I can. Is it bad form to nominate myself through a motion?
I'll make a motion if it makes you feel better.
Either way is totally fine by me.
All right. I make a motion to nominate Vice Chairman Mitchell as the secretary for the Story County Highway Board for another year.
And I second that motion. Thank you.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again for taking care of that. On to item number 25, this discussion only report the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Public Works Director Wurzbicki.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wurzbicki for the record. Just have a couple quick points here to start out the new year. Now that the holidays are over and people are back in office, we're resuming the with building the road CIP with Dow Engineering and the local training assistance program. Engineering is moving along quite nicely with the Lowestown Road reconstruction project. We're about three quarters of the way through an engineering design right now. Next week and the week after, we have two solid weeks. We're going to be investing that whole time behind the Justice Court. We have to dig out about 9 to 12 inches of ground and import base material and install some conduits under there. And so we'll be over there pretty solid the next couple of weeks, depending on the weather. And then another thing is we're just still getting ready for snow. You know, knock on wood, really happy that we had a nice break over the holidays. The crew really needs that. And then we're still on target for the end of this month for the blower delivery, the second blower. And then now we had some good news saying that the small town plow might be delivered to us by the end of the month as well from Salt Lake. So that's all I have at this point in time.
Wonderful news, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions or comments. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. I just want to, again, echo to you and the crew. This is definitely crunch time for you guys. And I know firsthand how difficult snow plowing could be. So I just want to say thank you again to you and your folks. You know, I don't think people realize it is a 24-hour on-call job. You guys have done a fantastic job. I'm glad to hear the blowers coming in. I know that worked fantastic last year. That small town plow is obviously going to help. But definitely, I hope there's not too much snow this year, but I definitely look forward to you guys shining again this year. So thank you, sir.
We appreciate it.
Yep, definitely. Is there any public comment, by the way? Wonderful. Thank you again, Jason. On to item number 26, recess to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion for possible action to award the Taylor Street repair project to the lowest responsive bidder, RMAC Construction, for a bid amount of $202,750, and authorize the county manager to execute a contract for construction with RMAC Construction, and to budget an amount not to exceed $222,750 to include a 10% contingency. Mike Northen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. On December 19, 2023 at 3 p.m., sealed bids were received by the Story County Public Works Department. A total of 8 bids were received. That's the highest number of bidders I've seen in my tenure here. So a lot of interest and good competition in the project. Of the 8 bids received, 6 of them were responsive, 2 were disqualified due to missing required information. Of the 6 responsive bids, 3 had applied their bidder's preference, which entitles them to a 5% reduction in the bid amount for the purposes of consideration. In each case, the reduced amount was still higher than the 3 lowest bidders. RMAC Construction had the lowest bid at $166,650 for the base scope of work and $36,100 for the bid alternate, for a combined total scope amount of $202,750. All of RMAC's documentation was submitted as required by the issued request for proposals and per NRS 338. The engineer's cost estimate for this project, as provided by Loomis & Associates, had a base scope amount of $180,623, including a 10% contingency in that, and a bid alternate amount of $56,735 for a combined total scope estimated cost of $237,358 for comparison. An analysis of all the submitted bids is attached there. Also, I did notice in reviewing the submitted information pack for this item, the handwritten bid tabulation sheets were a little weird. I don't know if they scanned oddly or something, but they're not legible. I did bring copies of those if the commissioners are interested. It is the recommendation of staff that the Story County Board of Commissioners award the project to RMAC Construction and to authorize the county manager to execute a contract with RMAC for their bid price, and to budget an amount not to exceed $222,750 for the project.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm happy to take any questions.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to award the Taylor Street repair project to the lowest responsive bidder, RMAC Construction, for a bid amount of $202,750 and authorize the county manager to execute a contract for construction with RMAC Construction and to budget an amount not to exceed $222,750 to include a 10% contingency.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sirs.
On to item number 28. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of approval of amendment number 1, task order 56, to the Story County Dow Master Service Agreement, causing reimbursement to Dow for geographic information services on a percent completion basis instead of an hourly basis, with no increase in the cost of services from what is already budgeted for fiscal year 2024 and not to exceed $80,000 for fiscal year 24 as budgeted. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. It's Austin Osborne for the record. The agenda language pretty much sums up what's happening here. We have an existing contract, an existing amount that's budgeted. None of that is changing. We're just going to change the way that the projects are built. It's a little bit more efficient And we believe taking less staff time to work back and forth with the contractor to figure out billing, they're just instead of going to build on a case-by-case basis, they're going to look at the percentage of a project up front. And as they work on the project, they're just going to bill against what is remaining in the percent. Again, there will have no budgetary impacts on this. All of this is already budgeted, and the main contract is staying the same.
All right. Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Sherman?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve Amendment Number 1, Task Order 56 to the Story County Dowell Master Service Agreement, causing reimbursement to Dowell for Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, services on a percent completion basis instead of hourly basis, with no increase in the cost of services from what is already budgeted for fiscal year 24, and not to exceed $80,000 for the fiscal year 24 as budgeted.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Before we get started for the much anticipated item number 29, we're going to take a 10 to 12 minute recess so everybody can gather their stuff and get ready for the second to final item on the agenda. So we'll see you back here about 11:10 or so.